I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Cops in San Diego arrested a guy last week accused of robbing several banks over the last few months. The final one, he tried to rob a Navy Federal Credit Union about 15 miles north of San Diego when they finally arrested him on Tuesday. He's facing 7 counts of bank robbery, 2 counts of attempted bank robbery, and he could get nearly 15 years in prison if he's convicted. What makes this interesting is the 43-year-old guy, Carl Doran, happens to be a neuroscientist with a PhD. His LinkedIn page says he studied brain sciences at the University of California, Santa Barbara, worked at Dartmouth, Boston University, the University of California at San Diego, and he was in the Marines before that. No one really knows what happened, along the way.
He's a neuroscientist with a gambling habit. That's probably what it is.
Something, or he's got some serious student debt after all that schooling. But a PhD in neuroscience, and he turned to robbing banks.
All right, well, I could have used some brain science for myself on last Friday when I flew back here. It was embarrassing. I was at the San Francisco airport. And I go through the thing, you know, the security thing, the checkpoint deal.
The scanner.
And all of a sudden, the I'm waiting for my backpack to come through, and the bells and whistles go off, and I realize, oh, gosh. I left a full water bottle inside my backpack.
That's more than you're allowed, 3 ounces?
Yeah, well, you do that, and then you get the full-on pat-down, and they check everything, and it's embarrassing because they pull you over in front of everybody and all that happened. It was a big-time rookie move on my part. But not quite as bad as what the TSA is pointing at in Eastern Washington right now at a number of people. The TSA has felt the need to remind flyers, those flying out of the Spokane airport, to not leave guns in their carry-ons after a sudden uptick in firearms found in luggage at the Spokane airport. The TSA has caught 8 people with loaded handguns and carry-on bags just in the past 3 weeks at the Spokane airport. One man had a couple of guns, one in each of his carry-ons.
Never leave home without it.
Fines, they say, could go up to $13,000. Police cited each traveler in these cases, but they were not arrested. The TSA said they don't know what's going on. There were total of 18 of these incidents all of last year at the Spokane airport. But for some reason, there's been 8 of them just in the past 3 weeks over in Spokane. So
I can't believe it's news.
My water bottle doesn't seem so bad compared to what's going on at that airport.
I thought about you last week because while you were on your trip, there was a guy in Pennsylvania that tried to board with a military-grade rocket grenade launcher. It was disassembled. It was disassembled in his carry-on on his check bag. It was but still, they said you can't try and get on with a rocket grenade, grenade launcher.
No.
That's not gonna happen.
You might want to call ahead on that and ask how can I ship my rocket grenade launcher? Of course, that's probably gonna put you on some kind of list if that happens.